This is Vatican Radio. In this year of mercy, the local church is continuing to promote initiatives to highlight this extraordinary event in the life of the church. Nowhere is that more evident than in the Diocese of Salford in the UK. It has decided to have four holy doors and is placing much importance on the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke to the Bishop of Salford, John Arnold, about this and many other initiatives in this holy year in his diocese.
We've got four holy doors. We've got the cathedral, of course, which we opened on the 13th. And together with that, there was the door at the what we call the Hidden Gem, which is in the centre of Manchester. It's a great place where lots of people come during the week because it's the centre of a business district and and I think it's a much cherished parish, really. So we have that as a holy door. We also have a place called Salmsbury in the north of the diocese, which is one of the oldest communities, Catholic communities, that was there during recusant times. And the Schoenstatt fathers asked for a holy door also at their shrine, where they do a great deal of work on marriage and family life and marriage preparation. And there's a fifth holy door, which is here at Bishop's House, because we have the relic of St. Ambrose Barlow. We have his skull here. He was a martyr in the 17th century. And we'll be having groups here to go through a holy door, I hope.
Obviously, this Jubilee is different from the 2000 Jubilee in that there is the occasion to have more holy doors. It is focused not just on Rome, but very much the Pope wants the local church. How much do you find that very positive?
Oh, certainly it's very good for us, because although it's a wonderful idea to have a pilgrimage to Rome, quite frankly, a lot of people cannot afford that, which in a sense can rather exclude them. So to be able to have pilgrimages locally in our deaneries and to the cathedral, I think will bring a very positive reaction. And the whole atmosphere surrounding the Year of Mercy, that it's something to be celebrated, I think will cause a lot of enthusiasm among people, and we'll be taking it very seriously.
Well, it's obviously early days yet for this year, but what has been the reaction with parishioners, and what kind of, are there any highlighted events that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think we had a little planning group came together, and I must say they came up with some very good ideas about the Holy Year, and we have a resource pack that went to every parish, and some of the ideas there have been taken up quite enthusiastically. One idea we've had came from one of our priests of a mercy bus, which is a bus which will go to the centre of some of the towns in the diocese and take the church to the people.
You sound as if you're talking there about, I mean, certainly Pope Francis comes to mind, but he also has been very strong on the spiritual and corporal works of mercy for this Jubilee. I'm thinking of you as you were taking the mercy to the people. Are there ideas like maybe things like that can be done, like visiting the sick people can do, even visiting prisons during the year?
Oh, certainly, yes. We do. In this diocese, I've only been in this diocese for just 1 year, but I've been constantly surprised and encouraged by the number of corporal works of mercy that are going on, things like food banks, bereavement groups, groups for bringing otherwise isolated and lonely people together into little social groups. Lots going on, day centres too, but certainly in our invitation for the Year of Mercy, we've asked people to think how in each parish they might encourage something that will meet a local need, whether it's for the elderly or maybe a youth group. Or we've got three prisons in the diocese, and there are a lot of lay visitors already, but there can always be more.
When you think of the Year of Mercy, I mean, you think what's going on in the world. You think of conflicts in countries. You think of the recent attacks in Paris. You think of things that are going on. How important, therefore, is a Year of Mercy? How significant is it for this year? But how significant it is to have a Jubilee of Mercy?
I think there's a great importance here, because something that seems to be going wrong in our world, I think, is if I'm all right, then my little world is good as it is. And we're forgetting about the people who are without the essentials of life, you know, the billion people who have no access to clean water, the more than a billion people who simply don't have enough to eat. And there we are, certainly in this country, throwing away more food than would be required to feed those people. The whole accent of Pope Francis on care for our common home, which includes the dignity of everybody on the planet and the value of the creatures of the planet and the earth itself, to have that much wider idea of God's mercy on all of us. And it's to be shared. It's not something that if I'm all right, then I don't care about other people. We've got to broaden the horizons again and be sure that nobody's been excluded.